I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast. And I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
Looks like we hit a delay. Look at all the cars up there. All the cars back there. My car's right there. They're doing construction up ahead. So they've closed the road for, I don't know, maybe half an hour or something. So what a great opportunity to enjoy the woods. Look at this. It's so fresh here. I don't need to be anywhere. I'm relaxing on my trip across Canada, so I don't mind taking this delay. Hey, look at this path through the bushes. Should I go in here, or might be a bear living in here? Wow, what's in here? Wow, isn't this cool? It's like a rainforest. And right through the trees, I'm not sure if you can see that. I think that's the water. I think that's the ocean there, or maybe that's a lake. I'm not sure. Anyway, I should probably go back to my car. All right, we're back on the road. We made it past the construction. Now we're driving through the mountains. Hey, thanks so much for joining me on this adventure. I hope you're having fun sitting in my passenger seat right beside me, taking in this beautiful scenery with me. All right, it's time to look at the map and roll the dice. Look at this cool dice I made. It has a like button and, well, it has two like buttons, two dislike buttons, and two subscribe buttons. What's it going to be today? You ready to roll the dice? In English, this can be called a dice or a die. Well, technically, if there are two of these, then they're called dice. That's plural. And if there's only one, then it's called a die. Just one die. But a lot of native English speakers call one a dice too. Okay, so you could call this a dice or a die, but two is always dice, not dies. Okay, ready to roll the dice? What's it gonna be? Come on, like. Yes! Like! Woohoo! Take a look at that! Wow! Yes! The very first dice landed on like. I'm so happy about that. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the map. Look here. Okay, the map of Canada. Right now we are over here on the West Coast. Right? Remember the first episode I was in Pacific Rim National Park. And today we are going to a small city called Port Alberni, which is right here sort of in the middle of the island, okay? So I'm going to take a sticker here and put it right about, it's somewhere around there, okay? It's not on the map, but because it's a small place, but it's right there. So second episode, we are going to Port Alberni. Wow, isn't that cool? I like this map. I hope it's, you know, this morning when I woke up and I opened my car, it was a little bit wrinkled. I think there must be some moisture in the air or something. So it made the map a little bit wrinkled, but I hope the map stays intact, you know, because we're going to go all the way over here, all the way over here, all the way. Well, I hope we can see every province in Canada. That would be awesome. Hey, just look where I am right now. Look at this place. Wow. Should I take you down there to the water? I'll take you down there, but first I'll just put my dice back into my car. so a bear doesn't try to steal it. Okay, yeah, I'll just leave my tripod here, and then we'll go down there. But just before I go down there, I want to show you something that's really strange and kind of cool. It's this thing here. Look at this. You know, this is something you would see in Europe. I've seen this a lot in Europe, but not in Canada. This is, it's so weird. There's like, you know, shoes, locks, cans, hats, everything. I mean, why is this here? It's like a fence, you know. It's just a little area of fence. I don't know why there's a fence here and not over there. I have no idea. It's just confusing. It's like, whoa, okay, what is this? When I saw it, I was like, that is just strange. That is, it is just so strange. I don't know how to explain it. Okay, now I'm gonna take you down to the water. Wow, that's gonna be so cool. Welcome to Canada. Isn't that cool? The cloud there, the clouds covering the top of that mountain there. It's so green and the air is so fresh and this water is so green and beautiful. Man, this is amazing. I'm so happy I can take you along with me on this trip. Hope you're enjoying it. So it's only the second episode and I'm having such a great time. So hope you're having a great time too. Hey guys, take a look at this. I found a secret train station in the middle of the woods. Wow, this place is cool. Check this out. It's called McLean Mill. Okay, this must be a really old train station, way back from the olden days. Look at this. Isn't this cool? It's got this, I don't know what this is here, if this is a trolley or what it is. Wow. Isn't that cool? McLean Mill. Maybe I should Google that to find out what was here. But this is obviously not a train station anymore. Wow, look at these tracks. There's no trains, obviously, that run along here, because look how rusted these old tracks are. Wow. McLean Mill train station. Must be back from like the 1800s. That is so cool. It's just in the middle of this forest here. Wow, take a look at this old train car. Isn't that cool? I've never been to a place like this before. Have you ever been to a really old train station before? Wow. Hey, check out this old caterpillar. Wow, look at this thing. This is called a caterpillar. I wonder if I can drive it. I'm gonna try to drive it. Don't tell anyone. Nobody's here, I'm in the middle of the woods. But I don't wanna get in trouble. Wow, I'm gonna see if I can drive it. Wow, look at this. That's old. Look, there's like grass growing there. Wow. That is really cool. I wonder if I can sit over here and... All right. Look at me. I'm a caterpillar driver. I don't know what these things do. Look at all these levers. I don't know how to drive a cat. Do you know how to drive a cat? Can you teach me? Wow. Isn't this a cool place? I wonder when the last train that came here was. What do you think? Look at these tracks. And look at that station. It's like, it's just wood. I mean, look at that. It's just like a wooden platform and a wooden sign. That's it. I guess that's how people in the olden days used to travel across Canada. They would take the train. So I don't even know where this goes. Maybe to, you know, this is still on Vancouver Island. So it can't go across Canada. Maybe it went across the island. I don't know. Hey, if you want to Google this McLean Mill to find out the history of this place, that would be really cool. I think I'm going to Google that when I get to my motel later on. Right now, I'm going to go find a place to eat my lunch. Do you want to join me for lunch? All right, it's time for lunch. What's on the menu today? Well, let's take a look. We have something very special today. Steak! I'm from Alberta, and people from Alberta like to eat steak. So, I'm gonna pop this on the grill. See my propane grill here? Just fire this up. Yep, she's cooking. All right. Slap this bad boy on the grill. And what else do we have on the menu today? Well, we also have sauerkraut. Take a look at that. Organic sauerkraut. Yum, yum, yum. And we have homemade kefir. Look at that. Homemade kefir. I make this every day. This is what I drink every day. It's sort of like yogurt. It's like a homemade yogurt, but it's more liquidy. I mean, look at that. It's like a drink, sort of like a yogurt, a homemade yogurt drink. So we have that. And for dessert, we have some 100% pure Canadian maple syrup. Maple syrup for dessert. Wow. You want to join me for some lunch here? Okay. Well, now we just need to wait for the steak to cook, and then we can eat. Hey, maybe I should play you a song while we wait, and you can guess the song, okay? All right, you have to guess the song. Here we go. Song I've ever heard in my life. You know what? I'm just going to retire as a musician. What do you think? Should I retire or should I keep trying to improve my musician skills? Let's check on the steak. Not quite cooked. I'll just get a fork and flip it over, and then we'll see how it looks. All right, let's flip this over here. Okay, we'll wait a few more seconds and see how it looks, and then we'll eat. All right, take a look at this steak. Wow, we're gonna put a little bit of Celtic sea salt on the steak. This is my favorite kind of salt. It's called Celtic sea salt. We're gonna sprinkle a little bit of this on the steak. Wow, and we have our sauerkraut here. I'll have a little bit of sauerkraut first. Wow, that's good. That is some good sauerkraut. Time to dig into the steak. Wow, look at that juicy steak. That is delicious. Wow. That's a good steak. Well, I'm just here in the woods. I found a nice campground to eat. There's a nice little shelter here with some picnic tables. Thought it would be a good place to set up shop for lunch. Set up shop just means to stay for a little bit and eat some lunch. So after this, we're gonna go to my motel. I booked a motel for tonight. So I left my campground this morning, right? And now I'm going to stay in a motel. Do you know what a motel is? What's a motel? What's the difference between a motel and a hotel? Have you ever heard of a motel before? I shouldn't talk while I'm chewing. It might be rude. Is that rude in your culture? If I talk while I'm chewing? Maybe I should chew, swallow, then talk. But I'm sure you'll forgive me. So what is a motel? Well, a motel is a hotel. It's just, I think motel stands for motor hotel. It's for motorists. You know, like people who are driving on a highway and need to stop for the night. You know, they'll just stay in a motel. You can just park, stay a night, and then leave. Usually motels in Canada, like a cheap motel, will cost about $75 a night. That's what I booked this one for. It's the cheapest one I could find. It's $75 a night. It's just like a normal hotel. It has a bed, right? A bathroom, maybe a kitchenette. Do you know what a kitchenette is? A kitchenette is just a small kitchen. You know, sometimes hotel rooms have a small kitchen. So very often motels will have a kitchenette so people can cook or whatever. So tonight I'm gonna stay in a motel. So that's exciting. You know, one problem with staying at a campground is there's no Wi-Fi and there's nowhere to charge my things, like my cameras, my laptop. So that's why I think on my trip, this trip might be a little bit logistically challenging because I have my cameras. I need Wi-Fi to upload my videos. Hello. How are you?
Good.
All right. So I need Wi-Fi to upload my video. Oh, there's a mosquito on my camera. Get bitten by a mosquito here. So I need Wi-Fi to upload my videos, right? And I need electricity to charge my cameras, to charge my laptop and everything. So this trip I'm hoping to do camping. I'd like to do a lot of camping, but it's just too hard because I don't have a place for Wi-Fi and charging. So I'm planning to do camping, cheap hotels, and Airbnbs. Now usually Airbnb is cheaper than hotels, right? But here on Vancouver Island, I checked Airbnb and most Airbnbs are like $150 a night. So that's much more expensive than hotels. I'm sure in other parts of Canada, both motels and Airbnbs are going to be a bit cheaper than this here on the island. Now, one thing I didn't tell you in my first episode was the cost of my campsite. How much do you think it cost to stay at my campsite? You saw my campsite, right? When I set up my tent. How much do you think it cost per night to stay there? Well, I'm going to tell you. It cost $42 a night to go camping over there in Pacific Rim National Park. $42 a night. That's outrageous. To sleep in the trees, to sleep in the middle of the woods, $42. Wow. I didn't know camping was going to be so expensive here on the island. I know in other parts of Canada, it's not going to be that much. It might be 10 bucks, 15, 20 bucks to go camping per night. But 42, I mean, that's a lot. That's more than half of a hotel, right? Like my motel, $75 a night. So that's just outrageous. I didn't think it was going to be this expensive. I might not even have enough money to finish my trip. Hey, if you want to help support my trip, you could become one of my patrons over on my Patreon page. Have you checked out my Patreon page? I have a few of my books there on the page that you can download as gifts for my monthly supporters on Patreon. So if you'd like to support me $1 a month, just head over. The link to my Patreon is right down there in the description of this video. So you could go there, you could become one of my patrons and get a few books as a thank you for your support. So thank you so much for all the people who support me on Patreon and by PayPal. You know, sometimes people send me just because I have in my description of my videos, I say if you like my videos and you want to buy me a coffee, it'd be great. You could buy me a coffee. So people do that sometimes, not every day. Maybe, I don't know, once a week or something, people will send me a few dollars coffee money. Now, I'll be honest, I don't actually drink coffee, but what I do is I save the money. I'm trying to save money to buy my own condo. So really, that's where the money is going. But now I decided to do this trip. I think this trip, right this summer, is the best time for me to do a trip like this. I really want to show you Canada. A lot of people ask, you know, in the comments of my videos, they always say, Mark, we like your outdoor videos. Can you show us more places around Calgary? Can you show us more places of Canada? So I thought, wow, I'm going to do a trip across Canada, just show you as much as I can. I'm not sure how long this trip is going to take. It could take a few months. I'm not sure how fast we're going to go because it takes a lot of time to make videos, to edit videos. Anyway, that's the plan for this trip. I just want to show you as much of Canada as I can. I want to make really interesting videos, you know, for you, and I hope you enjoy them. You know, I'm not really... I've had a cheek full of steak this whole time. I guess I can't eat and talk at the same time, right? Maybe I should just focus on eating and then talk later. Or maybe I should just eat, finish eating, and then go over to my motel and show you my motel room. So yeah, I'm really excited for this series. I think it'll be great. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for coming with me. It's exciting. You know, I haven't been to most places in Canada, right? I mean, this is all new for me, right? I've never been here. I've never been to these places. So all of the trip across Canada is going to be new for me. You know, a lot of people, they've never really seen their own country, right? They've done other kinds of traveling, but they've never done traveling in their own country. And that's true for me too. I've been to about 25 countries in the world, but I haven't done a trip like this in Canada before. I've been to Montreal for 2 or 3 days. I've been to Ottawa for 2 or 3 days. But that's it. That's really it. I've never been east of Manitoba, you know, by car. So that will be the whole eastern half of Canada will be completely new for me. And even, you know, most of my trip in Western Canada is going to be new for me as well. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. If you want me to see a certain place or something, let me know down there in the comments. I'm just going to try to drive and find interesting places. Like just before, you know, we saw that secret train station in the woods. That's cool, you know. I wasn't planning it. I just came across it. And I thought, oh, this would be a cool place to stop and show you. So, that's what I did. Anyway, so it's really nice. I'm enjoying this trip so far. And this is only my second episode. I don't know how many episodes there are going to be in this trip. There could be a lot. So buckle up. This could be a long ride. But anyway, I'll just finish eating my steak here and then I'll take you over to my motel. All right, I just got the key to my room. I'm here in front of my motel. Let's check it out. I haven't been in my room yet. So here's what it looks like from the outside. Just show you here. It's called the The Tai Village Motel. Tai, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Anyway, there's the outside of the motel. It's a nice blue color. Actually, it looks a little bit sketchy. Sketchy means like not good. It's a little bit like run down, a bit scary, a bit maybe not clean. But hey, let's check it out for the first time. All right, let's go into the room here. Okay, check it out. Hey, it actually doesn't look that bad. Let's turn on the light. Okay, it's a bit dark. Maybe there's another light. Is there any other light? I don't think so. Okay, let's open some windows. Put some natural light in here. There's my trusty SUV outside. Okay, let's get a lay of the land here. All right. So it looks like we have a few chairs, nice little table, coffee table, a couch. All right, nice lamps there, some curtains, and a TV and a fan. All right, a fridge. See, this is a kitchenette. All right, we have a microwave, fridge. Is that cold in there? Yeah, it is cold. Okay, so I can maybe put some things in there. We got a coffee maker, a sink, a stove. Wow, even an oven. Wow, I could bake a cake in here. And some cupboards. Look at that, dishes. Nice. Not even that bad. Okay, let's check out the bathroom. All right, bathtub, shower, sink. What more do I need? Let's check out the bedroom. All right. Sort of dark, actually. I wonder if I can turn on these lights here, make it a little bit brighter. Oh, there we go. Yeah, this place just seems a bit dark. Oh, and we have an air conditioner over here. Nice. What's out this side? Looks like another hotel or apartment building out there. All right, so this is the this is my motel, the Tai something motel. I have a thermostat here. I can adjust it. Hey, there's me. Hi. Wow, that's a big mirror. Look at that mirror. That's really big. All right, so well, there's my motel room for $75 a night. I'm gonna get my stuff inside here, charge my cameras, charge my laptop, start editing episode 2. And a few other videos. I keep making just some smaller videos, vocabulary videos, and yeah. So over my trip, I'm gonna make my Across Canada episodes, and I'm gonna make some other videos, like some English teaching videos as well. So this is it. $75 a night. I'll see you over in episode 2, which is actually this episode right here.